So moved.
Motion, Mr. Burton. Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I will yet now back in public hearings. Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. I'll read the rules of procedure for county council zoning hearings. When council holds public hearings on zoning applications, they are legislative hearings because council uses the information obtained during the hearings to decide whether to adopt an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map in the manner requested by the applicant. Sussex County in its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, disability, familial status, source of income, sex, creed, marital status, age, gender identity, or sexual orientation. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. Each application shall be announced. The director will review with council the minutes and testimony from the P&Z hearing, and those minutes will be made part of the record along with any exhibits introduced at the P&Z hearing and any recommendation made by the commission. The applicant will be called on to present and explain their application and present reasons supporting their application. Council may question the applicant and their witnesses. After the applicant has presented their application, council will provide an opportunity for anyone else who favors the application to speak. After that, any persons who oppose or question the application will be allowed to state the reasons for their opposition or questions. There will be no rebuttal by the applicant, and the hearing will be closed unless council decides to leave the record open for a specific purpose and time period. Further, the applicant will not be allowed to question persons who speak in opposition, and persons who speak in opposition will not be allowed to question the applicant or their witnesses. If you intend to speak, you're required to come to the front, stand at the speaker stand, state your name and home address before you make your statement. Please sign this sheet at the speaker stand. If you represent or speak for a group or organization, please identify who you represent. When you make your statement, please be concise. Do not repeat yourself. If you have a written statement, hand it to me and it will be made part of the record. If there is more than one witness for the applicant or more than one person in opposition, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. And all persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. If you have a cell phone, pager, beeper, or other telephonic device with you, please take the time now to turn it off or switch it to silent service. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, council may either approve it, deny it, or defer it to a later date. If the P&Z Commission has not issued its recommendation report at the time of the council hearing, council will defer action on that application. In those cases, the council shall accept and consider written comments only from the public on the P&Z Commission's recommendations to council for a period of 5 calendar days following the commission's issuance of its recommendations. This does not preclude the county council from requesting additional information as otherwise permitted. Mr. President, we have two hearings today. The first one is conditional use number 2202. Mr. Wojcicki.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a landscaping business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Northwest 400, Sussex County, containing 6.34 acres more or less. The property is lying on the west side of Sussex Highway, that's where 13, approximately 0.48 miles south of South Main Street. The 911 address is 18956 Sussex Highway, Bridgeville. The tax parcel ID is District 134, Map 15, Parcel 17.00. Staff would note that submitted into the record, we have comments from the Sussex Conservation District, a site plan, a staff analysis, and the comments from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, stating that this site is located in a Tier 2 sewer district. Staff would note we received zero letters of support and zero letters of opposition. The application was subject to a public hearing before the Planning and Zoning Commission at its meeting of December 19th of last year. At that meeting, the Commission recommended approval of the application subject to the 5 reasons and the 8 conditions as outlined in the memo and the minutes in the memorandum before the council. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Any questions from council? If there's not, the applicant come forward, please. State your name and home address before you start, please.
Good afternoon. My name is John Passwaters. My home address is 18956 Sussex Highway, Bridgeville, Delaware.
Okay, you can proceed with your comments.
Do I need to sign this or want to get done?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm here today for hopefully the approval of a conditional use to operate a small landscape company here at 18956 Sussex Highway. As you guys heard, there's a little over 6 acres. Here we have been operating this property as a farm for 80 some years. Same type of equipment, much smaller, but mowers, basic stake body F-350 types of trucks, nothing major heavy duty coming in and out of this property. We normally work 8 to 4 on most days. On Saturdays, only seasonal during the probably April to July, we work Saturdays, no Sundays at all. Snow removal during the season, you know, normally we are working if needed to be, but on a normal work basis, it is 8 to 4.
Are you going to use the building up by the highway as an office?
The building up in the highway, yes, would be used as office for one lady pretty much to be in there most of the time. Again, 8 to 4. All of the equipment is back large and back towards the larger barns there, as you see.
That's the same property you live on?
Yes, sir.
Is that one we all lived on?
Yes, my grandfather Earl lived at that property, yes.
Yeah, stop and think who Earl was, didn't you?
I'm sorry, you were talking to me, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yes, that's my grandfather.
Okay. Any other questions from council? Did you have anything else to add?
No, sir.
Okay. Is there anyone else here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone else that would like to speak in favor? Seeing none, is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, you can have a seat.
Okay.
Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this application. If council desires, close public record.
We'll close public hearing. So give a council close public record. Ask Mr. Morgan a short title.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance granting conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a landscaping business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Northwest Fork Country, Sussex County, containing 6.345 acres, more or less, for the reasons given by planning zoning numbered 1 through 5 with conditions 6A through H.
Pleasure, Council.
Introduction.
Motion, Mr. Hudson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote. If it's in my district, I'm going to get the vote first. I certainly think, obviously, it's a commercial along the whole area there. I agree with the reasons and conditions of planning and zoning, and I want to vote yes. Mr. Hudson.
I vote yes based on the reasons and conditions given by planning and zoning.
Riley.
I also vote yes based on planning and zoning and recommendations and conditions.
Wilson.
I vote yes on recommendations of P&Z.
Mr. Burton.
I'm in favor of the application for the reasons given by planning and zoning.
Motion carried.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. Have a good day. Next.
Thank you. Next matter before the council is conditional use number 2203. Mr. Whitehouse.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a tree and landscaping business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsborough 100, Sussex County, containing 1.227 acres, more or less. The property is lying on the north side of Omer Road, approximately 0.36 miles west of Armory Road. The 911 address is 30725 Omer Road, Frankfurt. The tax parcel is District 433, Map 7, Parcel 13.01. Staff would note that submitted into the record for this application is a staff analysis, comments from the Sussex Conservation District, and comments from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. Staff would note that we have received a 4-signature petition in support of the application, and we have received photographs submitted in opposition that were submitted as part of the public hearing. A public hearing was held before the Planning and Zoning Commission at its meeting meeting of December 19th of last year. At its meeting of January 9th of this year, the Commission recommended denial of the application for the 8 reasons outlined in the memo before members, which also includes the minutes of that, those 2 meetings. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions from Council?
Would you mind reading those reasons for denial? I'm having a hard time getting my internet to work here.
There's more. So reason number 1, this application is for a landscaping business on a residential 1.227 acre lot in an area immediately adjacent to other residential properties. Number 2, the record indicates that the applicant has been operating his small landscaping business from this property for some time without the proper approvals. Number 3, there was opposition to the application from a neighbouring property owner describing the current bad condition of the property, and the neighbour expressed concerns that this would only get worse if the use is allowed to continue with a conditional use approval. Number 4, that photographs entered into the record show that there is a large accumulation of trash and junk throughout the rear area of the property and along the boundary with neighbouring properties. There was also testimony that this area has attracted feral cats, rats and other vermin. Under these conditions, it is not appropriate to grant a conditional use on this property. Number 5, there is evidence in the record that the existing trash and junk and the proposed use and the materials, equipment and vehicles associated with it adversely affects the neighbouring and adjacent properties. Number 6, that the current condition of the property and the proposed conditional use does not promote the health, safety and welfare of Sussex County and its residents. Number 7, the proposed use in this location does not satisfy the purpose of a conditional use under the Sussex County Zoning Code because it is not well adjusted to its environment with full protection of the neighbouring properties, and because the proposed use is not desirable in this location for the general convenience and welfare of Sussex County residents and businesses. And number 8, for all of these reasons, it was recommended that the Commission recommend a denial of this conditional use.
Okay. Were there any other questions from Council? If not, if the applicant is here, would come forward.
Good afternoon. My name is Christopher Booth, and I'm the owner of 30725 Omar, and this is my wife, Crystal Booth, and we're here trying to get conditional use of property so we can operate a small landscape company. Some of the things that I heard him state seem overly stated. I had firewood there the day after our meeting the last time. The constables were out 8 a.m. the very next morning. So therefore, I had no time to do anything between our meeting that night to the next morning. They came out and said they found no trash. I don't know where the trash thing's coming from. I live right next to a farm, and if you look to the left of this picture, where is out of sight, is Harker Property Maintenance, massive landscaping company. Those green buildings there, and the house right next to it to the right. They're out there all day long with their tractors, and they're beeping, and you know they have huge, huge, huge piles of waste that they are trailering out of there all day, every day, 365 days a year. So I'm one person. I have no employees. I kind of misstated that. I said I had one guy that worked for me, but he's a subcontractor. I have zero employees. My firewood that is on my property is for my use, my father's use, my mother's use, my mother-in-law's use. I'm not a big business at all. I just, you know, I go out and I work. I obviously have some issues with my neighbor. I've asked him several times if there was any issues. I would be more than happy to address them with him. He never said anything. And in fact, his name is signed on the piece of paper that I put forth the last time, stating that everything was good. I didn't even know he was going to show up and complain. If I did, I would have tried to work things out with him beforehand. My neighbors to the right of me, Bennett's Peach Orchard, Mr. Jim, the patriarch, he would have come, but he had other prior things to do. So I have a field that there's tractors and everything right next to me. On the other side of me, I have Harker Property Maintenance. There's probably 15 businesses on my street within, you know, gunshot of me. And that everybody is, you know, cohabiting just fine. I guess I'm the only person that's getting, you know, addressed. I mean, this is my place of living. I have three kids. If I had to, you know, move all my, you know, my couple mowers, a tractor, two trucks, three trailers. That's all I have. I have no employees. I have no office. I have no nothing. It's just me and one guy here and there that he's his own subcontractor and helps me, and I go help him on his jobs. So, I mean.
Jamie, can you bring up the pictures that were submitted?
I think we scanned them and put them in the packet. Otherwise, I won't be able to bring them up on the screen.
He can have my copy.
Oh, I've got them here on the public view or whatever.
There you go.
I mean, this to springtime, you know, from...
That's okay, never mind. Go ahead, my lord.
From springtime, you know, throughout the winter, you know, is usually when I do any of the firewood. So from this time forward, usually firewood sits for the summer as usual. But I mean, from what I understand, I'm allowed to have firewood, you know, and stuff like that. And I thought we were allowed to have bonfires as long as they were inside their, you know, the burning laws.
You see the pictures they submitted?
I saw nothing. Nobody showed me anything.
My copy here.
Take this copy. I want you to look at these pictures here and explain to me how that's...
Okay.
Go back to the microphone. Go back to the microphone, please.
This right here happened 2-3 days before our meeting. I had a truck sitting right here, and these bags here are cans. They're recycled cans. They're still sitting there right now. This is not trash.
How about the rest of this prison stuff?
That all was cleaned up. It was laying underneath of an old truck that I had hauled out of there. And it is all cleaned up now. And he took pictures when my fence was down. So I had to take the fence down to pull a truck out. And then I put the fence back up 3 days later. So this is not something that he can see. He was actually on my property taking pictures. This is not from his deck like he said it was. But these, all those bags and all that stuff that's there, it's not there anymore.
How about the other photographs?
This tank is here, and these boats are here, and this is all wood. This is just firewood. This is not here. This was one of the things that the constable said I had to remove. It was a washer that I just pulled out of my house a couple weeks prior, and I hadn't got to the scrap yard. Your scrap prices are so down that it's not even kind of worth taking it anymore. This is my personal vehicle. This is a Bronco. These are my jet skis. This is a truck that's not registered right now. I'm trying to get it up on the road and running. It's an older classic truck. And then these two trucks that are here in this picture are my work trucks, the two work trucks that I have. So I'm not seeing trash. I don't see any trash that's laying out there other than a little bit of scrap metal that was taken. The rest of it is wood, and half of that wood isn't even there because it's through the firewood season. So there's hardly any firewood. I'd say I have like 15 cords left out there now.
How long ago was these pictures taken?
I don't know. He said that they were taken 2 days before the meeting. That truck was pulled out of there 3 days before, 3 or 4 days before the meeting, but it was cleaned up the following day. I mean, there was things that had blown underneath the truck. The truck sat there for 2 years behind a fence. It was cornered in a fence, so it was not out in the visible. If you can tell, this is my fence right here. And his property, his house is 30 feet off of my property line. I have a permit for the fence, but he stated that he doesn't have his big, beautiful yard anymore. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's not his property to look at. So, and if this is an issue, I would be more than happy to put a bigger fence up if you guys would like. I would do anything, you know, to accommodate whoever. I have even stated to my neighbor several times, if there's any issues, please, please come to me. And he didn't. And he just called and made a complaint, which, you know, neighborly things, we should talk to each other. That's what I was told the last time. I tried to hash it out when we left. We did nothing but argue and haven't talked since. So, I mean, I'm willing to bend over backwards and do anything possible. My landscaping business is so small that if I had to pay for another property to store three trucks and a trailer, you know, that's going to cost me $1,200 a month. I don't have that. So I'm going to have to probably sell my house and, you know, try to relocate somewhere.
How long do you live there?
Her parents have owned the property since the 70s. Her grandmother died. We bought the house off the estate. The house that's behind us was her father's. He bought it off his father.
So,
and like I said, everybody around me, including my neighbor, signed a piece of paper and said that there was no issues with any of my equipment up there or anything. I don't know what else to say. This, I'm not like a technical guy or anything. I go to work. I work real hard, and that's all I do. I take care of my family. And if any conditions that he needed to be addressed, I would be more than happy to address wholeheartedly. I'll put up a new fence. You know, I'll, you know, make sure that the firewood is tidy at all times. I don't know what the you know, the causes, but there is a lot of businesses all around me, including farmland, and, you know, I don't know. I'm at a loss for words.
So what was the argument?
Huh?
You said you had the arguments. What was the arguments? Wasn't clean up good enough? What was your arguments?
I don't have any arguments.
You said somebody had arguments.
When we left here that evening, I think it was Mr. Vincent here said, you know, we have to, you know, talk like neighbors, and, you know, somebody
probably here,
maybe somebody right here in front of me.
Yeah.
And I went out there and tried. He told my wife that she's never even lived in that house. She's lived there her whole life.
Yeah.
Some of the things are just not accurate.
Any questions of council?
The site does not, from these pictures and from going there, does not look conducive, right? And to move a truck 2 days before a meeting but not maintain the site all...
Well, I had been trying to get rid of the truck for a long time, and the guy that came and picked it up was supposed to be there for like the last 3 months, and he just kept putting me off, and then finally he came and picked it up for me. It was a dually truck. It wouldn't fit on my trailer, and I had no way to get it out of there. It used to be my old work truck. It was my first one. And
I'm
then
just talking about the complete site. You know, you look at this and you look at Herker's.
Herker's looks really good from the front, from the road. If you go behind it, it doesn't.
Does it look like this?
Well, I have a lot less property. Well, no, their site looks a lot worse than mine. Honestly, they have miles of debris that they go and rake out of gardens, and they're out there with excavators all day, every day, you know, with the backup beeps, and they're loading dumpsters, and the pile never goes anywhere though. I would say
where's that on that picture?
Excuse me. Herker's trash pile is all of this, and it's there right now. There's nothing there in that picture, but this is their trash pile.
Is it limbs and debris? And
limbs, stuff? Debris, grass, leaves, but everything.
What I'm seeing here, I'm seeing a stainless steel whole sink thing set up. I'm seeing a
grid, yes, the stainless.
A big tank. I see two or three other different metal tanks of sorts.
The tanks I was going to, you know, I use them for power washing. So when I need to take water with me, I can, you know, fill them up and, you know, take them. The metal tank, it should go. I will agree that the metal tank that's sitting in the right here,
oh, yeah,
that metal tank should go. I agree with that. But I try to keep all my firewood back here on this back corner, you know, out of the way. It's kind of hard to you know, do anything with it until you split it up. But if you guys, you know, told me I have to keep it more tidy, I mean, I would make sure that I invested the time in the firewood. It's just, it looks like a lot, but when you split it up, and it's not really a lot, you know.
I'm not concerned about the wood as much as I am all the trash that sits along the backside of this fence here.
None of this here, everything that's right here in this picture is gone. It's not there.
Old bicycles.
Yeah, that's all gone. And if there is anything left out there, it'll be gone in the next couple of days. I took 2,200 pounds of metal out after our meeting because the constables were there the next day. And I don't know if you guys sent the constables out or if somebody else called them on me. I don't know. They were out there 8 o'clock the next morning for a trash complaint. And they walked out there the next morning. There was nothing there. They said there was one freezer that needed to be hauled away. And that was it. And you can call them and, you know, double check with them. And then they came back out a month later, which was last week, and they said everything was fine. They said, if we don't knock on the door, there's nothing wrong out here.
So the county has been there saying that you're...
Yes, they were there the day after our meeting. So what was our meeting? December 19th. And then they were there the next morning at 8 o'clock.
And then they just
came. And they just came this week, last week, and they said there was no issues.
He said he would go check and look around, and if he didn't come back to the door...
He said that the next morning when they came out, the only thing that they found was a freezer that had a door on it. He said, you cannot have that here. And that I was like, okay, well, if that's got to go, that's when I went into the back and I got all my scrap metal and, you know, hauled it away. I got $74 for 2,200 pounds of scrap metal. It's that down. You know what I mean? Usually I save it for winter when winter's tough and then I take it out, but the prices just never came up. So I'm not even saving it anymore because it's not worth it. So scrap metal wouldn't be an issue from here on because I made that commitment that I'm not going to save it anymore. Somebody tried to give me some scrap metal the other day. I said, I don't want it.
Mr. Whitehouse, do you have a copy of the record or are you aware of the inspection?
I don't have a copy before me, but I can confirm that there are two constables' cases on this property. One relates to the zoning, which has resulted in the submission of the current application. The other was created after the public hearing before the commission, specifically in relation to the trash that has been investigated. It is showing on our records as a current case, but that's not to say that...
Yeah, when he was out last week, he said, if we don't knock on your door, we're good. Case closed. That's his exact words.
Yep, that was exactly.
There are two constables' cases.
Okay. Any other questions from council?
Was there any reason why you didn't get a business permit?
I didn't realize I needed it. I see. I started my business out of nothing because I couldn't get a good job. I was working for my dad, and he was trying to, you know, reduce his hours. He was an older gentleman. He was trying to get out of working. He was an electrician. So I worked as an electrician for a while. I wasn't getting a lot of hours. The builders and stuff that I worked for with him, they started making me really busy. They're like, hey, do this. So I went and got a business license. I had no clue until, you know, last year when the planning and zoning came up that I actually had to have something for my property. He told me I saved up enough money to, you know, get up there, came up, gave the money for the application. Mr. Quillen told me that it was... I was, you know, borderline whether I even needed it or not. That was what he told me. So, I don't know. Like I said, I'm only one person. I don't have any employees at all. And if somebody is working with me, they're their own company, and they come and help me, and I vice versa. I help them. That's kind of the way I do it.
Okay. If there are no other questions, do you have anything else to add? Or
no.
Is there anyone else here today that would like to speak in favor of this application?
Is this an orchard behind this junk pile?
What's that?
Is this an orchard behind the junk pile?
That's peach orchard. And they signed a letter stating that they had no problem. And I talked to Mr. Jim the other day, and he said if he could get up here this week, he would. He had no problem with me. I help him out from time to time, too. I give my neighbor next door to me, on the other side of me, I give him firewood. I really just try to be a really nice guy to everybody the best that I can. I had two guys that, you know, I'm not going to say what they are. They came up yesterday while I was working in my driveway, asked me for some gas. I gave them a gas can, and I was like, hey, just bring me my gas can back. Yeah, I never saw that. You know, I really... With any, you know, problems that me and my neighbor are having, all he's got to do is ask, and I will be more than happy. I'm willing to put any issues aside. I don't want to have problems where I live. And I don't want to live. This is her grandmother's house. You know what I mean? I don't want to have to move from there or anything. I don't think she'll probably leave me before that happens.
Okay. Well, thank you. If you don't have anything,
no,
you can
have nothing
a seat.
Further.
I've asked once, did anyone else want to speak in favor? Did not see any. Is there anyone here in opposition to this, sir?
My name's Stephen Harding. I live at 30717 Omar Road, which is directly behind his property. Like he said, my porch is 30 feet from his property. Herpers is so far away from this property. All that other, I live directly in front here. And he's even said at the last meeting, if he doesn't work during the week, he works Saturday and Sunday. He's got guys out there running chainsaws, generators. They built fires directly behind his garage right there, which if the wind's blowing, comes directly into my house. I've been here for 18 years. He keeps presenting it like they own all this property and they're still entitled to it. I was there 10 years before he moved there. Her grandparents had died and they bought that house. And it has went to hell since then. The issue isn't personal. The issue is that I have to live here, and I've always lived here. I'm retired and I raised a 9-year-old grandson. And I don't use the front of my house because of that. Most of my property's behind it, but I don't use none of the front of my house because of what goes on over there. I mean, if he was so concerned about a business, why don't he rent a piece of property somewhere else or do something? Why does it have to be where I've lived for 10 years before he moved there? And there's trash everywhere. All that stuff was taken. If you stand on my porch, you can see right over there. And that just shows you for eight years how he keeps it. Now he's saying he's willing to clean it up. How long would it be before it accumulates again? There's washing machines, grills up the driveway. There's more trash. And if he's gotten rid of it, I don't know. I don't know. But that really was the issue was the noise, the chainsaws, and people working out there 7 days a week. And I can't use the front of my house no more. I couldn't sell it. He wants to use it as a business. Before they said, hey, put up a sign there. That fence is so old and beat up. In a couple of years, I might want to sell my house, honestly. And I couldn't. It would devalue my property so bad by when you stand on that front porch or my front deck. We used to have furniture on it. There's no furniture on there no more. You see right into that yard, his house, hear that noise, and all that.
Do you have anything else to add?
Probably is, but I mean, there's a lot to add. I don't want to take it personal. I don't mind him working. I mean, but to do it in front of my door, to build them fires is unnecessary. He don't build them in front of his house. He builds them in front of my house. Them fires that he builds are no more than 50 feet from my windows and front door.
Are they recreational fires?
They're just, honestly, sir, I don't know. It's just burnt all the time, whether it's, I guess he cuts trees, it's leftover branches and stuff from trimming up the trees for the firewood. I'm just assuming. Honestly, I don't know.
Have you called DENREC or anybody else about the fires?
Yeah, I didn't want to get personal. DENREC told me about that you're supposed to be attended. He leaves them unattended, but I didn't want to get personal. I didn't want to delve into his business. I didn't want to make it personally honest. I mean, he's brought it up. His company's Chris of All Trades. He says he does electric, house remodeling. He says he does all this other work. This is an afterthought, this landscaping business.
Are they barrel fires?
No.
They're just lamps?
Just open fires. I just see them smoke all the time, right directly behind his garage. Can you zoom? I don't even think that's a recent picture.
I think it's this, if I'm not mistaken. Where's my house at? Is this my front porch?
Mm-hmm.
Then the fire's right here, which that's 30 feet, and the fire's here, so maybe 70 feet or something.
I have a question. He had mentioned in his testimony that you had signed a petition when he filed this.
Yes, sir. To be a good neighbor, but not for this. He brings me a paper and he says it's to park his work trucks there because he's got a bunch of trucks there with no tags on them and stuff. And he said that I have a problem parking his trucks there. And I said, no, that paper does not say, do we have a problem with him putting up a business there? So he did it sneakily. I just happened to see that yellow sign out in front of his house saying they had a hearing. And then I went to my neighbor and he said he got something in the mail that I didn't get it, but he says anybody within 200 feet had gotten this letter. And that's why I showed up here. Not because I dislike the guy. I don't want a business in front of my house. I can't use the front. I'm repeating myself.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else here that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone else in opposition? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter. If council desires, close public record.
We'll close public hearing. It's okay with council. Close public record. Mr. Moore, read short title, please.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a tree and landscaping business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying in being in Dagsborough 100, Sussex County, containing 1.227 acres, more or less.
Pleasure, Council.
Can I ask a question? Is this the proper time?
Well, let's get a motion first. Is anybody going to want to defer anything, or we're good? Okay, so let's have a motion, then we'll act on questions after the motion.
Okay, thank you.
Do we have a motion? We don't have a motion. Okay.
Well, can I make a comment?
Sure.
I mean, we just approved a very similar circumstance where you have an individual living on a property and wants to run a business on the same property. Very similar in a lot of respects. I think the difference here is we have an inconsiderate neighbor who is, you know, worn out his welcome a little bit with the neighborhood. I don't know if it looks like these photographs now. The fact that it did at one time is troubling. And, you know, it could look like that again unless somebody's watching over it closely. So Sam made the comment, he's glad I vote first on this one. I wish he did. Because I'm empathetic to a young man who's trying to, you know, work and feed his family. And I get that. I also understand, you know, that you have to be a good neighbor. And I'm wondering if there's some middle ground there where we could delay for a period of time and or offer conditions or...
Maybe you should offer...
You know, give an opportunity to clean it up, come back, or something of that nature. I'm just kind of thinking out loud here.
Well, we certainly could. It's a conditional use. You certainly can offer conditions of any kind you want to. But if that's only my opinion, if that's the path you think you want to take, I would suggest we defer it and give time to have the conditions written up and then act on it at a later date under old business.
I would be willing to defer. You know, with the understanding we'll offer conditions, that if the conditions are acceptable, that you know, maybe both parties can walk away, you know, satisfied.
Okay, I have a motion, Mr. Riley, to defer.
I'll second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Questions on that motion? We'll take the vote.
I would like to have a question.
Mr. Wilson, yes, sir.
Can we defer it for a specific amount of time? That way it gives him a true amount of time to have it cleaned up and present back that it's cleaned up, and if not, then Is that proper?
There will be no coming back and presenting that it's cleaned up, because we've closed the record. The public hearing's over. So you could come back for a specific time and, you know, make conditions. But as far as the council going out or asking for, is that cleaned up? That part's over.
Yeah, the reason I'm asking that is because it just shows a good faith on the applicant's part that he's willing to do what's right by not only by his own property, but for his neighbor and for the neighborhood and the area.
Well, I guess you could put, as part of conditions, you could certainly put on there a time to have it cleaned up and a time to have it inspected by whoever, and all those things could be conditions.
They can be conditions, yes.
Does that answer your question that way?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Okay. So we have a motion to defer, Mr. Riley. Do I have a second? Mr. Wilson, you second it?
Yes.
Take the vote. Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Defer.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes, defer.
Defer.
Yes.
I'll vote yes, motion carried. And there is no time frame. Whenever we get the conditions written up and you're prepared, just put it back on your old business.
We'll
deal with that. Today, motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Burton. Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I'm a yes. We're now adjourned. Thank you.